The advocacy group Human Rights First says there's been a 90% drop in the number of Muslim refugees admitted to the U.S. compared to the previous federal fiscal year. President Trump's stricter resettlement policies are having an impact on the operations at the International Center of Kentucky, a Bowling Green-based resettlement agency. Executive Director Albert Bonfu says it's now virtually impossible to bring Muslim refugees to the region.
They are not coming in. We've not received any refugee from any Muslim country since the beginning of this fiscal year. In fact, we received one Somali kid, and it was because that's a kid, and the child took refuge in a country that is not a Muslim country. So my guess is probably he just kind of slipped in, but it's a kid, so they could allow that kid. So there's nothing. We don't have any refugees coming in from Muslim countries.
And just to be clear, Albert, when you say so far this fiscal year, you don't mean the fiscal year that began July 1st, correct? Do you mean the federal fiscal year that began last year?
Last year, October 1st of 2017. That's the fiscal year I'm talking about, and we are still in it. It ends on September 30th of this year, 2018.
So what you're saying is your agency has resettled one Muslim since October 1st of last year.
And it's a child, so the child may, it's difficult to say if the child is a Muslim or not, because he's originally from a Muslim country, but there is no indication that he's a Muslim.
What's your group's strategy then for bringing refugees to Southern Kentucky in the face of those tougher federal standards?
We have decided to help those who come in find a way to bring others who are still in the refugee camps, whom they want to see, come to Bowling Green. You know, first, Bowling Green is a very hospitable city, and the refugees who are in Bowling Green are really comfortable. They are happy being here. They enjoy the hospitality and the jobs that are available here and the resettlement process. So many of them, when they come in, they want to relay this information to some of their relatives they love back in the refugee camps, that Bowling Green is a nice place to be in. So if you are coming, come to Bowling Green. So we have what we call U.S. ties. So we kind of fill out documentation, and we send the documents to Washington, and Washington in turn gets in touch with the overseas processing unit that gets in touch with that family, and the family will express their interest to come to Bowling Green.
What are some examples of countries that are providing refugees to Bowling Green through that U.S. ties program?
Most of them are coming in from Congo, Rwanda, Burma, Bhutan, and there are a few that are trickling in from Ethiopia, etc. So these are mostly Christians. It's so sad that I have to say this, but the majority, almost all of them, are Christians. There's no Muslim coming in, and it hurts my heart. I feel so emotional when I reach at this point where I have to be like Christians versus Muslims or Buddhists versus this. It touches me so much, because I think if we want to help, let's look at the human being. Forget about religion, race, ethnicity, etc.
Albert, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
We've been talking about the difficulties in resettling Muslim refugees in the U.S. with Albert Bonfu. He's a native of Cameroon and the executive director of the International Center of Kentucky, the Bowling Green-based resettlement agency. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.